So today's daf is daf Yud Daled.
So it wasn't you all.
Those that I can't see, but I know are out there in hyperspace. So it wasn't you. So we were in the middle of the question of where exactly the Yochid is supposed to be mitzvah. We know that Reb Yitzchak was very upset with his father's psak that you could say even as a Yochid a brocha b'fnei atzmo. And he claimed that it's just impossible to conceive of. We've been involved since then in trying to see if we could find a clear ride. And the pivot of the whole discussion was how it's possible to make a distinction between a yochid. We said a yochid is 18 brachas, a tzibur is 19 brachas. Since we know that the literal tzibur is 24 brachas, it must be that when it says a tzibur, it means a yochid who had been mekabel atanit tzibur, which just goes to show that a yochid can also have an extra bracha in his tefillah. Now the only way to get around that was to claim that there was a period during which the tzibur would also only have 19 brachot. And if that's the case, we would have to say that the 24 brachot are limited to the last teretz. We were trying to say is that the 24 brachot are limited to the last seven taniyot, and they don't apply to the three which have the other chumras, but they don't have the 24. That was the last thing we were trying to say was a way to get out of this problem. So during those taniyot, it wouldn't be chavdal. So first we had the question of why doesn't it mention this as one of the differences between the 7 and the 3. So we said, okay, we tried to get away with saying maybe it was Tana V'Shir, relying on the Teva, that the fact that we didn't mention taking out the Teva into the Rechava was Tana V'Shir. We said that's not really the Tana V'Shir, because after all, we have a consistent description of things inside the Batei Knesset, not things that are being done that everybody sees that are outside, and so on. We were only discussing the differences, in which case we should have discussed the differences. So anyway, that's what we were up to yesterday. And Rav Ashi wanted to say that even from our Mishnah, forget looking at other places, from our own Mishnah it's clear that it's not acceptable to say that there's a difference between the 3 and the 7 in terms of the 24. And I get it's like the other joke. Number 6, and everybody bursts out laughing. So it makes sense from the Mishnah, why? And here we are under the third line of Yud Daled Amud Aleph. Amravashi matniti nami deka diktani ma elu yiterot al rishonot. What is it that makes these 7 more than the first 3, which are really the second 3, which are really the third 3, if we include the Yechidim? Okay. But anyway, ma elu yiterot al rishonot elu shibe elu matriin v'noalim et hachanuyot. The only difference is that we have the matriin, let's assume it's tkiat shofar, and we lock up the stores, ava b'chol divrayim, or at least some have the gears of the 24, or shasach to be zev ezer shavin, and all other things, so like they seem to be the same as the 24. Now what are you going to say over here? But these same are going to say here, well, maybe it doesn't, maybe it means a certain things within the list, so Ochinami Tanavishir. I mean, maybe it leaves out that there's a difference between the 24, which only appear in the last 7, and not in the first 3. I mean, how can you say such a thing? It says Ma Elu. It says Beferush Ma Elu. Tell me in what these things are different. The only thing that you come up with are different is they're different in terms of the Chanuyot and the Atrahas. Obviously, they're not in the 24. And how are you going to get out of that? I mean, isn't ma'elu obvious? I mean, that it means exactly this. Otherwise, why say ma'elu? Just say it. They wrote ma'elu. And what is that? What are they different? Saying the only thing they're different? That's like ain't they? Ah, come on. Ma'elu can't be literal. But it is, bro. Ma'elu dafka. And we know that it doesn't mention the difference of taking out the teva from the Beit HaKnesset and putting it in the middle of town. So, ashir la teva. Now, obviously, at this point, we could have answered what we said before. We don't view that as leaving anything out, because that's before Hesitos, he says, all right, but Lamaisa here, the discussion went another way. And they answered, no, that doesn't bother me, says Ravashi, because Imishum Teva, Lapshiuru, that doesn't bother me at all, because the din of the Teva is mentioned, Beferush, in the next paragraph. So Imishum Teva, It does mention it. It's Lav Shiurim, the Kohoshim Lavidach Pirk. Because of those things that are being mentioned later on, the Mishnah isn't mocked to say right now. It knows we're about to introduce it. And so it takes for granted that you'll figure that out on your own, which things are relevant to the last seven particularly, but even the first three. Hey, you know what? I mean, Ashtadati Talachim. Once you're ready to admit that things that are discussed in the, not para, in the next paragraph are not considered to be part of the current discussion, the mission to distinguish. So I got news for you. The 24 also appear in the next part. This whole discussion is moved. Because Ashati Talaki has been Arbanami Lapshiro. It could be that we're not leaving out the 24. Maybe the 24 are a difference. You don't have to come on to there's other differences. It's just that anything that's discussed in the next paragraph is not mentioned over here. In which case, it may very well be that indeed only the last seven have the 24. And the last of the threes don't have the 24. In which case, we do have a very simple explanation for why it says Tzibur is 19. Tzibur is 19 in those cases where it is in 24. But the Yochid is always 18 because he's always saying in Shomei Tefillah. At least that's the way Rabbi Yitzchak would understand. So that means that our final, or our Iboy Tema that we came up with at the end, really does hold water now that we are able to put in the fact that anything mentioned in the next paragraph wouldn't register. Anyway, but bottom line is we haven't really proven anything. We've just shown that both are possible. So my hobby, Allah, is, can you tell us what the halacha is? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Sasartai, fin Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav, bingo el rofe. Indeed, Rav paskind that we make it a separate bracha. Rav Ashi, Amar Mishmei, the Rabbiana, Berei, Rav Yishmael, Vishomea Tefillah. And so as usual, we have a very clear psak. It's a machlok, it's what the psak is also. But a yochit, Vishomea Tefillah. Indeed, the psak halacha is a yochit, whether it's a yachid who is praying on his own ta'anit yachid, or whether it's a yachid who's praying in the ta'anit tzibur with the tzibur in the tefillat halachash, in either case says in Shomea Tefillah, and only the tzibur literally, meaning the shliach tzibur, would be the one who makes an extra bracha between the level of faith, and this is indeed the way we do it today. Tony Chola, we got some strange brightot over here about nursing and pregnant women, and they seem to be about as contradictory as you could possibly get. I mean, brightot, but clearly the Tan is having fun with us. I mean, there's one brightot that says, "Ubrotu menikot mitanot brishanot vein mitanot b'achronot." Pregnant women, nursing women, they can maybe handle three tanot, but not the last taniot, the long taniot. Maybe that's what it means. Let's forget about what it means precisely at first. Listen to the words because they're very confusing. So first says, the first ones they do, but the last ones they don't do. And then another brisa says, actually the last ones they do, but the first ones they don't do. And then the other brisa says, no, they don't do either, actually. Okay, so what's the key? Amar Vashi, look, the key is simple. Basically, what do we have? We have the first three taniot of the tzibur, which are the very light taniot in which the tzibur tanit is the same as the yofi tanit, where there's no isur malacha, begins of the day, and so on. Then we have the two series, one of three and one of seven, both of which are chamur. But the seven is not only chamur, it's also longer. Okay, so here's how it would make sense. If we say that pregnant and nursing women handle the middle three, then everything makes sense. They fast only on the first ones, but not on the last ones. Meaning, they fast on the three and not on the seven. Because the seven is just simply too long. You can't expect nursing and pregnant women to take seven fasts on themselves. So Mimela, we're not b'chayav of them in that series. They fast only on the last one, but not on the first one. That means the first three, which are very kal, they don't fast on, because it's not so chomor. But the middle three, between the three and the seven, they do fast on, because that is more chomor, and it's not too long. Then they don't fast on either, it means they don't fast on the first ones, and because they're not so chomor, they don't fast on the last ones, because they're too long. So everything makes sense, and the Tana, as usual, is giving you maximal information with maximum confusion.
But that neither one means first or last, but the middle they do.
Yeah, exactly. So it ties in beautifully. Ma elu yitzirot al rishonot. Elu shebeinu matri'in. Nobody really explained what matri'in means. This is interesting because we have a double meaning, really. I mean, matri'in can mean the sense of calling out. It doesn't necessarily mean with a shofar. So, and v'no'alim et hachanuyot. Let's take the word matri'in first to understand the Mishnah. The my matri'in. When you say the matri'in, what exactly do you mean? So if you don't remember shofar, it means, okay, it means you use the shofar to do a lashon shua. Shua, you mean that for every shua, you would also do, of course, the tkiah lefaneh, tkiah achareh. That's defined as the kol ha-shua. And that would be, at least the thing we think it means at this point, that would be the sole meaning of shua. And whereas Rabbi Yehuda, greater, by the way, we already saw earlier that shofarot is not necessarily dafka shofarot, maybe chatzotzrot. We use sometimes the terms interchangeably. According to some rishonim, you actually could use interchange. We could decide what you want to use. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, greater, shmuel bar shilat, mishmei de Rav Amar, the word hatra'ah means banenu. So it means betvila, basically. When we say anenu, by the way, doesn't necessarily mean anenu, the tefillah of anenu and the taniyot, because we're talking about other tsarot as well. We say anenu, which refers to anenu Hashem, anenu, anenu Malkeinu, anenu, anenu, and so on, all the misha anas. That's called anenu in the overall sense of the tefillah of the taniyot, which is why the Sfaradim really stress that very, very much. It's the centerpiece. It's all anenu. And that's really what the Gemara means with an anenu overall. So now, at this point, we thought that these were mutually exclusive. In the Salka Daitach, our original understanding of the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilat was that each one was starting exclusively. In other words, Bandi Omar Banenu, Lo Amar B'Shofarot. If you hold that Hatra'ah means Anenu, then it doesn't mean B'Shofarot. Bandi Omar B'Shofarot, Lo Amar Banenu. So that they basically have opposite explanations of what the use of the word Hatra'ah is. Right, so again, not to be confused with, they weren't arguing about the anenu of the tefillah that we call the tefillah ta'anit. We were talking about that. We don't call anenu. We call it anenu. The Gemara calls that tefillah ta'anit. This is the anenu of the tza'aka anenu, which is the repetitive anenu, 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 anenu. Fine. So then, so we thought right now that we don't do that. If you hold b'shofarot, it's not. If you say it means banenu, it means it's not such thing as shofarot. Yes, the Gemara, is that possible? Vatanya says b'feirush in the brayta that ein pochatin mishevat ta'aniot al. There's always, you can't make a partial series. You can say to the tzibur, well, let's not do this seven yet. Let's do maybe just four, and then we'll see if things are still bad. We could always add another three. You don't do that, because there is an issue in the Kabbalat HaTanit itself, as we saw earlier, we learned that from Daniel, where the Malach came and said that B'yom Shesamta Libcha, and so on. So the Kabbalah is important. So in order to get a response, we want to be makabel on ourselves, the whole set of taniyot. And those are not just plain taniyot, those are seven taniyot in which we have 18 hatra'ot. Why? Because we have the six extra brachot, and a trua, every trua is tia trua tia, so we have three kolot on each bracha, equals 18 kolot. Simen ledover, and here's what bothers us as far as the machlokas is, because there's a simen ledover, yericho. The sign is yericho. Well, what sign of yericho? Well, we have 7 days of tkiat shofar. I mean, that's pretty clear that that's what the simen is. I mean, so yericho shofarot avi. How are you going to get out of that? To yuftu leman diomar ba'anenu. I mean, how can you say ba'anenu exclusively? No, this is going to be misunderstood the machloket over here. Of course, ba'anenu, that's not an issue over here. I mean, of course, b'shofarot, it's not an issue. B'shofarot, kuliyamalo pligi, the kore lehatra. I mean, obviously, the word hatra is suitable for use of a shofar. Trua, I understand. What, do you think somebody would say trua can't mean a shofar? Ki pligi ba'anenu. The question over here is whether the Tana might be using the word hatra to tell me the din of the tefillah on the Tana. That's the question. The Marsover Kore Lehatra, Laman the Omar says, so here we're talking about Stam, the other, this is how Rashi writes. When it says Matriyin, it's talking about other types of Taniyot, not for Gishamim. Gishamim, it's clear what we do. We know we have our Seder, that's Kavua, and we have both of our Trua, both types of, that's for sure. Our question is, what is meant when we're talking about being Matriya in general on Puranut? It says Matriyin Al. I mean, there's a whole list of different things that you're Matriyin on, you know, such as polar bears that are walking through town and tearing things up, things like that. So those types of Matriyin, look, Paro had his Taurus. I mean, they were grizzlies. we don't have global cooling yet. So the Mandiomero holds that when the Tana can say Hatra'ai, they refer to Matriyin, it means Ba'aninu. That we say the Tliyos Aninu. That's how Rashi learns. Yeah. Others learn that it's not dependent on the type of Taurus. All right, so now the shaila is whether we use the word hatra'ah for aninu. So leman diyomar be'aneinu, it's koshkin b'shofarot. I mean, obviously, he would never say hatra'ah doesn't mean shofar. Leman diyomar b'shofarot be'aneinu lo. It would not be referring to the tza'aka as hatra'ah. V'tanya v'shar kol minei b'raniyot mitrakshot. Any other type of bad situation. Here go. Chichuch. Chichuch is very interesting. It's a type of allergy or shrin where people are, they're not endangered, but they're very troubled. You know, they're a type of pox. It's not a plague. You know, it is, but it's not plague in the sense that nobody dies from it, but it's very uncomfortable. Or chagav, or you have chagavim that are eating it up, or even zvuv, the tzirav, yitushin. If there's an attack of mosquitoes in there, it's just miserable. That's definitely a sign of something wrong in the world. Shiluach nechashim, akravim. So over there it says, lo hayu matri'in, ela tzoakin. Now, how do you understand that? You did not do tshuah. You did do tzaka. Okay, now explain what that's supposed to mean. So, I mean, isn't it clear? A tzaka, this tzaka which is prepared, you do. Okay, so if a tzaka is prepared, mid tzaka prepared, hatra'ah b'shofarot. I mean, you see, we're using the word tshuadaf b'shofarot and not the tzaka. We're contrasting with the tzaka. So I just say, how do you say that the word means the same thing? Well, actually, it's about chokes tanan tanoi. Netanya, al elu matri'in b'shabbat. Explain what this means, okay? On the following things, we do trua on Shabbat. Now, obviously, it can't mean we do trua. We don't even do trua on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbat. So it can't mean literally with a shofar. So obviously we're using trua over here, as the Gemara is going to talk out. We're using trua in the sense of tzaka. So clearly there's a time to use trua for tzaka. Al shikifua gayas, as you have a city that has been surrounded now by a force that endangers it, or a nahar, maybe you've got a raging river that is endangering people, or svina meturefet bayam. You got a boat that's endangered out there in the sea. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi said, look, you don't really know that anybody's listening to your tefillahs. I mean, you may be really lousy people. When are you going to be so sure that you should be basic on Shabbos and ruin the whole Shabbos by tzaka? If you need to be tzoik for help, okay, help, people, help. That, you know, they'll hear you. So, le'ezrav, yes. I'm a lola tzaka. But I mean, you don't on Shabbos go out and do tzaka because you don't know that the tefillah necessarily are on a darga that your tefillah is nishma. So now explain to me what that means over here, matri'in. The one, b'mai. You let me b'shofarot. What you think that it meant that you're alelu matri'in, meaning b'shofarot? Is that what you thought? B'shofarot, b'shabbat, b'shari. We're not matrin or roshana. We're matrin for you. Elalav b'mai. So clearly there is a Tana that says the Lashon of Matri'in means Ba'aneinu. So don't ask me any kashas. There are such a man, there is such a shita that we do say Aneinu. V'korele hatra'ah.
What does the
other
minute? What about Rosh
Hashanah? No, Adarab. According to what you're saying, you can only cry out, meaning cry out for people, but you can't be Matri'ah.
To be Mechal Shabbos?
Of course. Yeah. If it's a danger, it's a danger.
What it would say,
no, it means it in the sense of shlila. Tzaka, yes, you want to cry out, but don't cry out to God. Don't be madriya. It's using it to be sholel hatra.
Even
the pet. What do you mean? You know, you pray Shimon Esrei Brachos on Shabbos. If it's a danger in which your response is a reasonable response, but to cry out to God, we have no reason to think He's listening to you, is not a reasonable response on Shabbos. That okay? That's a Rabbi Yossi Sfarah.
Not to make personal requests on Shabbos, that part of that.
Well, this is more than a personal request, but certainly that's the yisur of making. You're not sorry on Shabbos. You're shaylis on Shabbos. The time of bitocha and menucha, including not being involved in your needs. That's all there is on Shabbos. You never heard of the Karat of Shabbos Haneg. Midaber Davar, you never heard of that. This is Daber Davar. You're talking about your own needs in a way in which you have no reason to say that this is a normal Ishtabas. You have something to do about a problem in your life. The thing you're going to do is ask God to take care of it. Are you going to take care of it? If you have it, so in other words, there's a fee of a tefillah, you're saying. Okay, but we know that that element of tefillah doesn't apply on Shabbos. So if you believe that the tefillah is an actual ishtaglut, that God is going to help you, okay, so then you do it. But what basis do you have, Sir Rabbi Yossi, to believe that God is going to help you? Why should God help you? So if you have people, so people will help you. But why should you call to God? It's an amazing, amazing shita. Everybody thinks. The Gros says never to say that.
What?
That business about Niblon Abiyad Hashem. It's horrible to say. No, he doesn't say it. Thinks of that. God should punish me. Not people. God help us.
They don't say it. Yeah, it's not in the.
Yeah, of course not. So I'm telling you, you have to hear what he says. You have a tendency not to want to hear when somebody says something you don't like. Let's listen to what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Rabbi Yossi is saying an amazing thing. He's saying tefillah is a chiyuv that you have. It's not a hishtadlut. The chiyuv of tefillah on Shabbos does not include tzedakah in general. Correct? Because normally it's part of Daber Davar. You're not supposed to be involved in your tzrochim and your tzoris. You're supposed to be involved in your simcha. Elamai, you're saying, but there's another element to tefillah. I need help. So I'm asking God to help me. Says Rabbi Yossi, if you knew that God was going to listen to you, so okay, I understand that. For that, you can be Mechal Shabbos, so to speak. You can be Mezalzel in your Shabbos because you need the help. So the same way you're going to use a telephone, you can use the tefillah. But we don't look at tefillah as a telephone. Hello, God, listen, I got a little problem. That's not the way we look at tefillah. So therefore, on Shabbos, you can't do that kind of tefillah. He doesn't like it still. He's making faces. But he doesn't like Rabbi Yossi. If Rabbi Yossi was here, you'd make a face at him also. Huh?
If the Tanakama was here, maybe.
That's true. He's used to the joke that not being a Shlomo was a local ball. So.
Yeah. Okay, no. They did that very beautiful spoof on that. It's one of the Stephen King movies. He had a pastor that would make telephone calls to God. So, b'shnei de Rabbi Yehuda nesiya havi tzara. There was a problem. When we say tzara, we mean not a geshomim tzara. One of these other tzaras, we don't remember exactly what it was. And he was gozer the full series of 13 ta'aniyot, starting with the first three, was the former, then the three, then the seven. And nonetheless, v'lo yani, and there was no response, min ha'shamayim. So, Abalamin Zartai, Rabbi Yehuda nesiya said, listen, this didn't work. Let's keep going. We'll make another seven tanyas. Omele Rabami. So Rabami said to him, it says over here only this. I mean, the Mishnah says, after this, we don't make any more. So apparently you're not matriach too much. So Rababa, brother Kiyav Rabba said, yeah, Rabami just didn't feel like fasting, you know. So Rabami came up with this svara. But Rabami, diavad legarmei hu diavad. Oh, that sack of Rabami, that was just to avoid eating the fast. Because Achi Amar Rabbi Kiyav Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This din of limiting the number of ta'aniyot to the 13 ta'aniyot, that's only when it comes to Gishamim. Because Gishamim have a season. If you left the season, you don't keep fasting, obviously. But for other things which don't have any season, obviously. What are you going to do? You're going to reach a point in which you say, okay, we give up, God doesn't care, goodbye, forget about it. But then, of course, we don't do that. So you keep trying. You try to do better tshuva, better tefillah. Tanya nami hachi, gisha avrut, shosha, Shalosh v'chabru sheva. Lo amra l'gishamim. This whole series that limits it in this particular way is all about the rain. It has to do with the way that God relates to the world in season. Aval ishar minei for aviyot. Mitanim v'ochin achiyanu. Oh, man. Lema David yufta Rabami. So, indeed, this seems to expose Rabami's far as a sham. Amalecha Rabami, oh, really? Tanoi, it happens to be. Well, no, machlokas Tanoi. The Tanya, ein gozrin yoter mishlosh esrei taniyot al hatzibur, b'fi she'ein matrichin et hatzibur yoter midai. Did very Rebbe. Have you ever heard those words before? Okay, so what I quoted to you was not my own petty desire not to fast. It was Rebbe's psak halacha. You were quoting the that's Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Lo Menat Shemuzet. It has nothing to do with not being Matriach the Tzibur. It has to do with Bipnei Shiyatza Zmana Shariviyah. It's not the right time anymore. If there's not a responsiveness in the time, so then we're not going to fast anymore. Note that at last we've reached a point at which we see the inyan of the relationship of Taniyot to Moed, particularly. The difference between Taniyot and the Gishamim and Taniyot and other things, we seem to have all this halachic ramification. In terms of Tzaka, really, is it in his mind? Shoku Levenei Ninve. Now, this, of course, becomes a very serious problem, especially for our friends in Joburg. They don't exactly live in Ninve, but people in Ninve sent a message to Rebbe, and they said, how about us? We need rain during the summer. So what should we do? Do we act only as Yechidim? For Yechidim, so then, okay, Yechidim will always be Mitpalel in Shomea Tila. Or, since we're an entire city, maybe we are Karabim. And do we think Yechidim Daminan and Shomea Tila? Oh, Karabim Daminan, in which case we would be able to actually say the Brocha of Borech Aleinu Bibirchat Hashanim. Sholach Lehu Ki Yechidim. You are Kiyachidim Damitu, you're only individuals who be Shomea Tevila. Now, there's two additional levels of this question. Ninve was a particular area, was not climatically defined from, it was a weather problem that they were having. So as a weather problem, fine, okay, no, it's the question. But the Rosh says that if you have a climate difference, so then you're not called Yechidim. The Kviut over here was the Kviut for Eretz Yisrael. I mean, obviously, an area that has a different climate, we would say that we'd follow the different climate. Good. Now, we'll see in a moment. Everybody is Doche the Rosh. We'll see. We're about to ask a question. Meisvei. Let's see that inside.
We said earlier that...
Wait. Meisvei. Omer Rav Yehuda Eimatai. Bizman Shashanim Ketikunam Yisrael Shuryin Al Admatam. This is when the world is busy. It's working. The world is working. Kali Yisrael is an Eretz Yisrael. Beis HaMikdash. There's the Enei Hashem Elokecha. The Geshomim are coming to Eretz Yisrael. And from there they go to the rest of the world. And so on and so forth. All the things we saw. Bizman Hazeh? Hakol Afi Hashanim. Hakol Afi HaMekomot. Hakol Afi HaZman. Look, man, I mean, it's all basically a function of the locality. I mean, we're scattered. Whatever it is that the particular year needs. Some years it's very dry and you need rain at a broader spectrum. Some places require rain at different times. I mean, we follow the local need. Omar Lanston, you got a problem with a braita? I quoted you a psak of Rebbe to B'nai Ninve, and you're asking a kasha from a braita on Rebbe? What's your problem? Matnita or Amita later Rebbe? I mean, Rebbe, I think, is a Tana, last I heard, right? So Rebbe's Tana, who probably doesn't agree with this. My Havi Allah, so what are we passing? Rav Nachman of Birkat HaShanim, Rav Sheshet of Rebbe Shomea Tefillah, Ve'ilchet of Shomea Tefillah. So now, again, the question is, how far is this braita defining when it says Hakol Lefi? Was it defining it according to weather patterns, or was defining it according to Mikomot in terms of climatically defined differences in Mikomot? So the Rosh Hashita was, every place that is, it has its own climate, of course, so it's according to its own seasons, and not according to the dinim that we were koveh in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody, all the other Rishonim, Recholik on the Rosh, we paskin against the Rosh, that the Kviut of the Brochas and Shmona Esrei go according to the standard in Eretz Yisrael. However, later, there came to be a question what to do in the Southern Hemisphere. Because early on in Jewish history, there wasn't any settlement in the Southern Hemisphere. It wasn't a Geod. We talked only two levels. A local city that was having a weather issue, and then an area that would have a different pattern, climate pattern. But what about a different season because the earth is turned in different directions? I mean, you certainly can't just ignore that. What are you going to do about that? So then we run into all kinds of interesting approaches. The Lamaisa, the modern poskim hold that there should be no Bakoshas HaGshamim at all. Very interesting. Because you can't be Mavakesh Gishamim during a time in which it's Simon Kololofer, it's Yisrael. I mean, that isn't right. Certainly we're Kovet, at least we should be. So that isn't right. On the other hand, you can't be Mavakesh Gishamim and Simon Kololofer for you. I mean, what are you going to, that's crazy. You're going to say, bring us rain in the middle of our growing, in the middle of our harvest season, it'll destroy the harvest. We can't be Mavakesh for a Kololofer. So Mamela, you can't be Mavakish at any time. Your personal needs at the correct time. We're only in Shemaya Tvila, that becomes a Dini Yechidim. But to define the Tvila as something that's no gain Eretz Yisrael, that we don't say. Others say that Lamaisa, you should follow the Eretz Yisrael, because it's like you're in orbit. People are really high out there in Australia. Okay, so they're... Well, South Africa, Lamaisa, even though winter and summer is reversed, the need for rain isn't reversed.
So the rainy
season is not the winter. The rainy season is the summer, so it ends up being our winter.
Okay.
So that's the
except
for Cape Town, of course.
Cape Town.
But we're talking about to our Joburg friends over here. We've got a Cape Town patriot. In any event, Lemaisa, the minig of the Ashkenazim, has been to just follow the halacha of Eretz Yisrael and any other personal needs or shemayat tefillah needs. But it is interesting. You're going through an asteroid belt or a meter in the shower. What do you break? Okay. Yes, Aaron, you wanted to say something.
Well, we haven't deflated
you completely. That's impossible.
Well, we mentioned Nineveh a moment ago. I know we had an earlier Gemara that Babel does not need rain. I guess Nineveh is considered Asher, not considered Babel?
They left Babel. What do you want? They said goodbye, Nimrod. Remember, that's where Paro ended up. It's all in our parsha.
Wow, but all over the world...
Bye-bye, Nimrod.
All over the world, we say it. They say
if you hold like those sheets, that's a question. Those who hold that we will convey it, I'll leave it there. Okay, the next thing we had in the Mishnah was the closure of the stores. So we said over there, B'sheni, Matimim Kashira. So we need to have a little bit of time on a Monday for people at least to buy what they need for the breakfast. So we open up at an angle so that people don't look inside and so on, but they can go in to buy their food towards evening. U'b'chamishi kol hayom, and then on Thursday, since it's near Shabbos, make for the Shabbat, all day. Now, it isn't clear what that means, all day. All day we literally open, or all day we're matin? That's not clear. How do we read this? Do we read this? B'sheni, that on Mondays we're matim chashecha, and on Thursdays we're matim kol hayom, because you need to be able to get into the supermarket on a Thursday, maybe they call it a Shabbat. Was the way to read it, B'sheni matim chashecha, but chamishi is open normally, kol hayom. We don't even have the matim. So it's open kol hayom kula. Tashma, B'sheni. Here we'll bring it right, it says in a bright, there's a tanya. B'sheni matin ad erev, b'chamishi potchim kol hayom kulo. Mipnei kvod ha-shabbat. That's it. It's a din of being literally open. Now, if l'maizu, you'll say, so then it isn't really that we're no limit ha-chaniyot, because we're not really no limit. We're only no limit, if you could just say, no limit ha-chaniyot b'sheni, and lo b'chamishi. It's not so simple. Because, look, suppose the store had two doors. Ha-yushnei p'tachim. So then, poteach echad v'noel echad. So there is a din of ne'ilah to show a miut of business and so on. And by the way, the other stores that are not dealing with food, which don't have to be open, they are nulim indeed. But whether it's sheni or chamish, you're only talking about the makolot. Hayalo itztaba keneged pitcho. If lamaisa, the way that they would sell was by putting down the chairs with the thing on top of it, because you had a little selling platform, a counter in front of the door. So then poter kedarch v'nechoshish. I mean, that's not called opening, because that people don't walk in. You bring this chora, you put it outside on the chair. There ain't no choshish. Avru elu v'lo na'anu mima'atim b'masa u'matan v'binyan u'vinitiya. Now, when it says b'binyan u'vinitiya, does that mean what? You're not allowed to plant at all? You're not allowed to build at all? Tana, no. B'binyan means, just like it does the Gabi, the dinim of Tisha B'av, it means b'binyan shel simcha. Nitiya means nitiya shel simcha, define please. Ezeo binyan shel simcha. That's, let's say, abone beit chatznut lebno. The person is building a place where his child is going to get married and settle. That was the derech. That would be the place where they would marry. And a nitiya shel simcha. Ezeo notea abonaki shel melachim. Which either means literally the minag, as Rashi brings, to plant a tree on the day that the new heir is born. And then on the day that their mamlechim, where he takes the place of his father, so they make the new seat of the Malchus from that tree. It's a very emotional moment. I'm planning for the future, the Hampshire of the Malchus, or another pshat is, which is the way it's generally taken, is that it doesn't mean literally the king's abavornati. It's the type of thing that's called a royal garden, meaning that you prepare to plant these beautiful types of shaded trees, that it's going to be a pleasant place for everybody. And that's a very simchadic thing. It's very conspicuous. So that's what it means when it says we don't do that kind of thing. U'b'she'elat shalom, we also don't say shalom aleichem. People say, turn around, chaverim ain't she'elat shalom. People who know the halacha, you don't say shalom at all on Tisha B'Av. Nobody takes it personally. They understand that we're all in the same mindset. Amei Haaretz that don't take the Tisha B'Av here, don't take the sense of the nidui so seriously. So they forget. So they're shayalim. So you don't ignore them. You walk past them and not respond. Machzirin lehem. You answer, of course, b'pnei eva. You can't ignore a person slap in the face. But you answer b'safar afa, because it rose, you make it clear that it's very painful time in that morning. So that they understand that l'maisa isn't a normal good morning. It isn't a good morning. Pein mitatvim v'yoshvim ka'avelim v'chumunadim v'nudim ch'bnei adam ha'nizufim l'makom ad shirachamu alayim en ha'shamayim. They cover their faces. Atifa v'nevel v'nodel. They sit on the ground. Omer Rabbi Yalos, Ein Adam Chashuv, Rashai Lipol Al Panav, Elim Kein Na'anach Yoshua Ben Nun. Very interesting that this is on the same daf as Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Shita, you're not misfollowed, you don't take tefillah for granted. But a tefillah is, there is a type of tefillah in which you're looking for a response, and that's a tefillah. The feel of the person gives himself over completely to God, accepts even death. It's like a sense of complete. That's why the girsa that Ramati was talking about earlier, Niblo Novi Ad Hashem, that's the excuse of that girsa. It's a mesiut nefesh tefillah. I'm saying this, I can't go on without this. And, you know, if it means dying, then that's what it means, and so on. For that kind of thing, only the person is respected in his community, only if he knows that he's going to be answered does he have a right to do that. Because otherwise, people will be maharlan. These feelings don't really mean anything. I'm not putting on a show. So on. So you're not allowed to do that. And what it means over here is, of course, only literally the filat abayim, literally to fall on the ground, and to do so at a time that the tzibur isn't doing that as a group, in which you make a big show of something. You don't make shows unless you're 100% sure that this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer. So you're by Yoshua Ben Nun. Yoshua Ben Nun was not fall upon us. So over there, by Yom HaShem and Yoshua. There Hashem responds right away. He says, Kumla, Lama Zata Nofel HaPanecha. Get up, we're going to take care of it. You don't have to be sitting there on the ground. So then, okay, that you're allowed to do. Yomer Rabbi Elazar, Ein Adam Chashuv Rishai Lachgor Sak, Elim Kin Na'anak Yoram Ben Achav. The even though Yoram was a Russia, but Lamaisa, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu responded to him. So if he knows that Hashem will respond, and he puts on sackcloth. Otherwise, it's maudlin. We don't want tefillah to turn into some type of absurd maudlin show. You know that Lamaisa Kadosh Baruch Hu answers you fine, but you got to go through motions to make this. It becomes a joke. So then, Vayit Ishmoa HaMelech, Esireya Isha, Vayikrat Begadav, and it got to the point already, the starvation, the tzores, tore his clothing, V'hu Overa Lachoma, Vayara Am, V'nei Asaka, V'saromi Bayit, they saw that he was dressed in sackcloth. So, okay, there he was answered. No, Rabbim is something else. Rabbim may not be. If everybody does it, it's different. It says fairish. These are only things where an individual puts himself. You see, people do this. They make a big show about themselves and their tefillah, and they scream and they dance and they jump. That's not the correct way for tefillah. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, you should know that you can't even give rules about such a thing. It's very much a function of the individual, his own placement, his own sense of where he belongs. Lo hakol b'kriya, v'lo hakol b'nefilah. You take a look at the way even the Gedolei Olam acted. Meishan Aaron, it says they vayipo. Over there was the lashon of nefilah. By Yoshua and by Kalev, it was b'kriya. They tore their begodim. Why didn't they fall? Why didn't Meishan Aaron tore? So I can't give you the rules. Moshe Aaron ben Afila, dechli vayipo Moshe ve'Aaron apneim. Yoshua ve'Kolev was bekriya, dechli v'Yoshua ve'Dun ve'Kolev ben Yifuneh Kol u'bigdehem. Masker v'zera. Then Reb Shmuel Menachem. Anyway, wait. I avikti. It was said Yoshua and not ve'Yoshua ben Nun. Okay? So then I would have agreed with you. But since it says ve'Yoshua, mashma that that's going on, going back on what it was that Moshe and Aaron did. Vayipol Moshe v'Aaron. And, of course, the next pasuk, ve'Yoshua ben Nun v'kol ha'b'yifuneh, who were also no phenomenon. But added to that the Kriyat Begadim, which maybe was inappropriate for Moshe Aaron. But it doesn't mean it's either or. I would say that it's Hava Ha'a. Actually, they did both. We have the same, a mirror image of this discussion, is Amar of Elazar, Latid Lavo, where the Umay Sa'ilam finally come to recognize the Darga of Klal Yisrael. So it says over there, it describes the response of the Goyim to seeing Bnei Yisrael. So, lo hakol bekima. V'lo hakol b'shtachavoya. Not every Goyim, the din is that it's enough that he simply stands up for a Jew. But, and on the other hand, not every Goyim, the din is he has to bow down to a Jew. Melochim bekima. Sorim b'shtachavoya. Melochim bekima. Deftiv ko amar Hashem goel Yisrael kedosho. Livzon nefesh, limitaev goy. This is the scripture of Klal Yisrael, the most disgusted, the most despised nation on earth. Betulav le'eved moshlim. I mean, who isn't Moshe on earth? Melachim yirul v'kamu. Kings will see you and stand up for you. Sarim v'yishtachavu. And the sarim, the noblemen. And the, what we use it for today, the officers and so on, the government, they will bow. You see that it's not all the same. The Melachim, we only insist that they stand up, not to be babazed them all, but sorry, they bow down. So, Sarim Vishtachavoya, Deftiv Sarim Vishtachav, Maskevar, Bizeri, Temrib Shvogar Achmeni. If it said, Visorim Yishtachavu, so then I would accept you. But Asher Deftiv Sarim Vishtachavu, the Sarim have to add to the Kima Yishtachavoya. That's the Pshat. This is a mirror image in every way to what we just said. It's also the Vav is in the other place too. So, Asher Deftiv Sarim Yishtachavu, but they do both. Omrim Nafu Vayitzka, okay, once we're on this. Especially appropriate on Hagas and so on. I want to add something. I want to say something to Afani Oma. Lo hakol la'ora, lo hakol la'simcha. Tzadikim la'ora, yisharim la'simcha. Tzadikim la'ora deftiv, or zarua la'tzadik. This is the light that was planted at my separation, which is harvested by tzadikim. But yisharim are given to simcha deftiv. There's a lot of discussion about what exactly is the tzaddik, what is that exactly is the yosher. Rashi says the yosher is odif from the tzaddik, it's greater than the tzaddik, and therefore he's zochet the simcha, whereas aura maybe is not necessarily. But it's very interesting. Reb Tzadik has an incredible, incredible definition of the tzaddik and yosher.
Yishrei Lev is also a tzaddik.
Yishrei
Lev is greater than
Tzadik. Well, it depends on how you're masber. I mean, they're very different on August. Yeah, he explains it like this. That Tzadik basically refers to justice. Tzadik is Tzadik. In other words, this is a person who is mizgaber with his seichel over his yetzirah, and he knows exactly what to do. Everything has worked out. Everything is shahul and so on, which is a very unique kind of thing, but doesn't define the overall madreg of Klal Yisrael. The overall madreg of Klal Yisrael is Yeshurim, the together of Yosh. There are lots of people out there that are not tzaddikim. They're very often drowned in their yetzer and they make mistakes. They don't know all of the halachas and so on. However, this is the getter of the Yeshorim Simcha is that there's something about the nature of Yisrael in which the experience of living, even though it's kosher with struggle and battles and so on, is always infused with that sense of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the meaning of what it is that they're doing. You see this all the time. Mamish, amazing thing. Just this last week, I was in a car accident. Mamish, I totaled my car. So I was driving along calmly, minding my own business. All of a sudden, a woman comes out as if I'm not there, ignores the stop sign, goes straight through Mamish, twists my car around to the hose. Baruch Hashem, nobody's hurt in the car. So I get out there and I say, what were you thinking? She's obviously not a firm lady, you know. She says, don't even go there. You're alive, I'm alive. Let's both sit and be made at Hashem Yisbarach, and the hell with what I was thinking. The whole time that Soshi was saying, you're going to go to shul, and I'm going to go to shul, we're both going to bench HaGayim. It's like, this is the sense where you find it, okay, Mela, you know, people may not be able to do this mitzvah, that mitzvah, but overall, there's such a feeling of like everything that we're doing is obvious and cool, like Yedei Shemayim and so on. This is a getter of Yashrus, says the Reb Tzadok. It's a getter of Yashrus that is so fundamental to the actual process of living that it's the way that Yisrael becomes itself. And so therefore, there's always, he brings the Gemara in Brachos, that a ganav, as he's about to do his geneva, is davening to Hashem, you know, let the geneva work out okay, and I shouldn't get caught. It's also darker. They're saying, how far krumped can you be? He says, no, that's yashrus. That's a recognition of the reality of the human condition, and the fact that it's molei with the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that there's this, it's like the Rambam says, there's the oilam yishtad alam lasu teshuva. There's a sense of being on a path in life. I'm always trying to be better. He's not a tzaddik. You're right, he's not a tzaddik. But Yesharim Simcha.
So that before we hear Yeshar Kelim
Yisrael. Yeah, it's Yesharim. V'chsiv v'l'yishrei leiv simcha hadran alach me'im atai
v'li neder v'ankun da'ayde keperek
Seder taniyot keitzah. What do we do on a tainus? Sit at the edge of your seat until tomorrow, and we shall continue this. Omer Avashi, Matnis Nami Deka Diktani, Ma Eva Yeterot Alishonot, Elo Shvelo Matri Menali Matachaniot Abuchol Ibrahim, Zevese Shavim, Vechite Mahakanani, Tona Vishir Vaha, Ma Elo Katani, the Tisbra, what, quote, Ma Elo, unquote, is Dafka, Vashir Le Teva, Na, Mishim Teva Lav Shiro, Mishim De Kokoshin Labida Pirka, oh, Hashta De Atita Lahaki, so the whole Etzim Varba discussion is irrelevant. So Nami Lashiru, the Tunnel of Bida Pirka. So okay, so we have no Raya. So my Havi Alam. Omer Shmuel Bar Sarstai, Fakin Omer of Kiyah Bar Ashi Omerav, Bingo El Rofe. Ravashi Omer Mishmed Rabbi Yana Bere Rabbi Yishmo, Bishomea Tefila, Vilkata Bishomea Tefila. Tony Chodam, Uvrot Minikot Mitaanot Brishonot, Vein Mitaanot Bachronot. Vetanya Idach Mitaanot Bachronot, Vein Mitaanot Brishonot. Vetanya Idach In Mitaanot Obrishonot, Velo Bachronot. Ravashi, look, it's very simple. The key is emtzaita. Those are the ones that they are mitanot on. And then mitarzit kul, everything works out. Ma ilu yuterot aloshonot ela, shebe ilu matrin v'na'alim etachaniyot. When you say matrin, b'mai. Revir omer v'shofarot, revir v'redu shuva barshilat v'shpeit rav omer ba'aneinu. Kasalka daita, that these were mutually exclusive. This is not never ba'aneinu. Lo amar v'shofarot, not never v'shofarot, lo amar ba'aneinu. Vatanya, Ein pochatin b'sheva taniyot al tzibur shebehen 18 hatraot siman ledavar yericho v'yericho shofarot habi. But you have to learn the yomer ba'aneinu. No, b'shofarot kule yamelo pligi. For sure, that's korele hatra. Ki pligi ba'aneinu. Mar sarva korele hatra. Mar sarva lo korele hatra. Leman yomer ba'aneinu kol shekin b'shofarot. Leman yomer b'shofarot aval ba'aneinu lo. Aval tanya b'shav kol minei pronyot al midrashot. כגון חיכוך אגב, זבוב, ציר היתושין, שלות נחשים הקרבים, לא היו מדרים אלא צועקים, גם בצעקה בפה, התראה בשופרות, צמח לא בסתנוי. תתניה, עלינו מדרים בשבת, על עיר שיקפו הגאיה, עשו נהר, הספינה מטרפת בים, רבי יוסי אומר, that's only לעזרה, but certainly not לצעקה. So now, we're certainly not talking about בשופרות ההתראה, שופרות בשבת מעיקה, אלא מישורת, אלא לב שמאמינו בנינו וקורא להתראה שמאמינו. בשונית רב יהודה נשיאה הביצר, לגוזו תלת עשרה קטניות ולא העמי, סובר לנצר צווה. אומר לרד עמי, לא, 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 הרי אומר, אם את תחינת הציבור יותר מדי, אומר רב אבא ורדי רב חייה ברב, אה, רב עמי. לא שונר אלא זה כשווים, אבל לשאר מיני פורניות, מטענים ואוכינה שיהיינו מן השמיים. תניה ויופי, כשאמרו שלוש, כשאמרו שבע, לא אמרו כשמים, אבל לשם מיני פרמיות מתענים והולכים עד שיהיינו. למה דוד יוצא רבה, אני אומר לך רבה, מתענאי. תניה, אם גוזרים יותר מ-13 תעניות על הציבור, לפי שאין מתיך לציבור יותר מדי דברי רבי. Exactly as I said. רב שמע גמליאל אומר, That's not the reason. It's because you have Zamana Sharavia. Shortly, Benainin Vela Rebbe, you could go on Ananda, Philip Kufat Tammuz, Beinon Mitra, Echinavi, Kiyachidim Daminon, or Karabim Daminon, Kiyachidim Daminon Bishomea Tvila, or Karabim Daminon of Bibakata Shanim, Sholaklu, Kiyachidim Damita, Damitu, Ubishomea Tvila, Mezve, Omrevine, Matabis Manjashanim Ketikunam, Israel Shuinin Alad Matam, Aval Bizmanazet, a call of Yashanim, a call of Yakom, we come out, Russia doesn't like a call of Yasvan. Omale, Matnita, Ramita, like a Rebbe, Rebbe Tanu of the Pope. My Havi Allah, Rabbanam of Katashanim, Rabshesh remembers Shomea Tvila, the Hilbeta Bishomea Tvila. Besheni, Matinim Hashem, the Kamishi Kolayom, the Kvada Shabbat, Boilu. How do we read that? Besheni, Matim Hashem, and the Kamishi Matim Kolayom, the Kvada Shabbat, Odeba. Besheni matim, but bechamishi potrim kol hayom kulo. Tashma detani besheni matim al erev, bechamishi potrim kol hayom kulo mibnei kvar Shabbat. Hayu lo shnei ptachim, potech achad v'no elachad. Hayu lo yitztba kineged pitcho, potech darko v'no koshish. Avru elu, v'lo na'anu, mimatim b'masav matan, b'binyan, u'minetiyah tana, binyan means binyan shal simcha, נטייה זה נטייה של שמחה, איזו בניין של שמחה זה בנו בהתחתנות אמנו, איזו היא נטייה של שמחה, זה הנוטע בברנקי של מלאכים. בשאלת שלום דרבו לחברים, אין שאלת שלום ביניהם אלו. עמי הארץ, ועסק שלום, מחזירים להם בשפה רפה בכובד ראש, והם מתעטפים ויושבים כאבילים וכמנודים, כבני אדם הנזופים למקום עד שירחמו עליהם מן השמיים. אומר רבי אלעזר, אין אדם חשוב רשאי ליפול על פניו, אלא אם כן נענה כי יהושע בן נון. שלם רבי יאמר השם יהושע, קום לך, למה זה אתה נופל על פניך? ויאמר רבי אלעזר, אין אדם חשוב רשאי לגור שק, אלא אם כן נענה כי יורם בן אחד. שלם רבי כשמוע המלך את דברי האישה ויקרא את בגדיו, והוא עובר על החומה והיער העם והנה השק על בשרו. ויאמר רבי אלעזר, לא הכל בקריאה ולא הכל בנפילה. משה ואהרן בנפילה, יהושע וקולת בקריאה, משה ואהרן בפתיחת דברי פה משה ואהרן על פניהם, יהושע וקולת בקריאה, ויהושע בן נון וקולת בקריאה, קראו בגדיהם, מה אתם עושים אתם רבי שמונה במלך בני, אי הבכתיב יהושע קרא, אז כדי כאמר, פרשת רבי יהושע והאוויר, ויאמר רבי אלעזר, לא הכל בקימה ולא הכל בשטח אבויה, מלאכים בקימה ושרים בשטח אבויה, ארסי ימנו יגלוים, מלאכים בקימה דכתיב, כה אמר השם, גואל ישראל קדושו, לבזון נפש ומתי גוי, לעבד מושלים, מלאכים ירו וקמו, ועצרים בישתחו, והילכתים, שרים בישתחו. מה את כבר רבי זה ביתם רשובה נחמיני? אי, אבי כתיב ושרים ישתחו, ואין כדי כאן, ורעשת את הכתיב שרים וישתחו, הווה אהבו, אומר נחמי את כאב, אני אומר, לא אומר, לא הכל לאורה, לא הכל לשמחה, צדיקים לאורה, ישרים לשמחה, צדיקים לאורה דכתיב, אור זורה לצדיק, וישרים שמחה דכתיב, ולישרים לב שמחה.